Welcome to the Dirt Bike Radio Podcast. My name is Jeremy. In this episode, we are talking to Sam Preece, a gold rider from the Australian Hard Enduro Championships. He is also the mega mind behind the Australian Super Enduro. So we kind of chat to him about his riding, and he just recently competed in the VORC, which is the Victorian Off-Road Championships. We kind of talked to him about that crossover training, why he's doing it, and kind of what he's learned from it and where he's going to move forward, especially as the Hard Enduro season is about to kick off just after Easter. It was great to chat to him and see kind of where his head's at and where he's focusing his riding training. As always, make sure you guys follow our supporters, B&B Off-Road, Whole Shot Graphics, On Point Motor and Suspension, and Adventure On Store. Make sure you come find us at some of the events. We are still going to be hitting them up. Kosciuszko in a couple weekends' time. As we've said, Turtle is making a return, so come find us. We've got some stuff to give away. And just get after it. Cheers. Welcome to the Dirt Bike Radio Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and this is Season 5 of this crazy podcast that we started so long ago. Myself and Alex are the hosts, and we appreciate your time. And everyone that gets on this podcast, we share stories from desert racing, flat track, hard enduro, regular enduro, all forms of motorcycles. We try and bring everyone together and have a yarn. Really just share the stories, get everyone pumped for a weekend, or recap on what just happened over the weekend. There's so much racing in Australia, and we're very proud to be a part of it and to bring you it. So thank you for tuning in. Like in life, we get a bit excited. The guests get a bit excited. It's a bad language can come out. It's unfortunate. We do apologize if you don't like bad language, but shit happens. Thanks to the amazing support we have from not only you, the fans, but companies here in Australia. We wouldn't be able to make this happen. So thank you. Please remember to share all the episodes that you like, because it doesn't just give us the exposure, but it gives the riders the exposure. And that's what they really need. We need to get the events out there. We need to get the riders out there so we can bring more attention to them and help them grow their career. So once again, welcome to Season 5. Hope you enjoy. Strap in. It is going to be an epic year. And get after it. Cheers. Sam Preece, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good, mate. It's been a hot minute since we talked. I guess we haven't catched up properly since the Super Enduro last year, and you've been a busy boy ever since.
Yeah, I guess we didn't even get a chance to really chat too much then. Anyway, I was right off my feet.
Last year was a long year, I guess, for everyone. And so to come in this year and to see you doing a Vic off-road round, mate, that's it's quite cool to kind of see you mix it up.
Yeah, so we've been doing like club rounds and like Pony Express. We've been doing Ironman ones of those. I got roped into doing a 5-hour Ironman Pony Express before Christmas there. That was probably a bit much. Won't do another one of those. But, no, it's good. I quite like going the fasting. I just haven't done enough of it to really get confident in it. So,
and, I mean, if people don't know, you're a gold-class rider at the Australian Hard Enduro Championship. So to kind of cross over, it seems to be the thing to do now. We've had Anthony Soler and Kogan Lock and a few other riders go across and do some of that cross-training. How have you found it?
Yeah, cool. So with my story, I hadn't been riding long. I think I jumped on a bike at like 29 or something like that, maybe 28. And then did a little bit of fire roady stuff, you know, as you do getting into it. And then I think I did a Poltaris training day when he was over here for Wildwood 1 year, just organized through Matt Polson there. Like, it's just, I think I'd bought a beater at that point and just fell in love with the idea of hard enduro. So I skipped a lot of the steps that most people would go through with, you know, like enduro, grass track, MX and all that sort of stuff. I just went straight to climbing dumb, retarded things in hard enduro stuff. So for me to step back and go to enduro, it's quite difficult. Like, I managed to get it done, but I've got no real concept of how to do it.
Yeah, right. So have you been going then? Have you been doing training days or riding with more enduro-based riders than hard enduro riders?
I latched onto Solar there 5 years or so ago, maybe six, and just, you know, when he speaks, I listen and I sponge a lot of information off him. So I learn a lot hanging out with him hard enduro-wise, but also enduro-wise, like just to get between the hard enduro sections. But this year with Greg having that Saturday race in the Australian hard enduro format, me personally, I was hemorrhaging spots. I was starting further behind than where I really should have been, where I was finishing on Sunday. So we went back to the drawing board, especially after, you know, he dropped the title to Ruben. He was pretty hungry to get it back. So we thought, oh, what do? We start working on a bit of speed. So in the off season, we've been doing a bit of that, a little soft motocross and whatnot. But yes, to answer your question, we've done 2 or 3 days with Andy Wilkes.
Oh, what a guy to learn from.
Yeah, but just like working on the dead set basics of a turn. People would think, why are you spending money on that? But we get away from that. I walk away from that a bit training day and just think, shit, I would have never looked at the turn like that. Like, to me, that was one turn, and Andy's gun is 3 apexes in this particular section.
It is, but I mean, corners are really where like races are won and lost, as you said before. Like, especially coming from, as you said before, that hard enduro, you're great with that techie stuff and the hill climbs. But when it comes fast going around a flat corner, you know, it really can show the skill of a rider.
Yeah, the biggest problem I have is you put me in an enduro format in single track in the bush. I'm quite handy because you skid steer into everything. You really don't have to look that far in front of you because the next turn's right there, sort of thing. Like, you're not preempting the next, and it's single line, so you don't have to open a corner up to set the next exit up and all that thing that people do in enduro format. So yeah, like even when we just would muck around doing like these club Pony Expresses and stuff, to come around the corner and I'd be on and off the throttle, the bike would be upset, I'd start dabbing and it'd be, you know, I reckon like some little kid would come around and just hold, you just hear the throttle, it'd just be nice and smooth and he'd hold it on and off he'd go. And then I'd catch him on the straightaway and then into the bush and we'd go catch him there and then, yeah, lose everything in the turns every time.
It is. I mean, and I guess it's funny because some riders, you know, that's their strength. They can corner really well, but they can't, they don't want to hold it on too much and they get that kind of the scaries at the speed. So if for you to be able to start learning from the corners and the basics, it's where we all do. Like, I think when guys are training hard enduro, sometimes they just sit on a log for an hour and just practice going over the log, trying to get different techniques. So it cross training in any way and training on a bike can come in many forms.
Yeah, and I do, inadvertently, I do a lot of on-site pointers to people if I, you know, riding with them in the bush. And in the hard enduro thing, it's I find it so easy. I see the lines very clearly. I can work out just by looking at it what the whole bike's going to do, how it's going to act, where I'm going to slip, and when I slip, what to do sort of thing. I've already preempted. I've already seen what it's going to do. It, for the life of me, can't work corners out. Like, it just...
It's a skill.
Yeah.
And it's
it seems dumb, but like, because I still, look, my results will in a class will be okay, or my results in a Pony Express will be okay and stuff like that, but it's not, I'm not doing it easy by any means. I'm upside down trying to make it happen.
Well, look, it came together though on the weekend, mate. You had a great result.
Yeah, except I didn't, not overly happy that I didn't get a clean lap in, and that's nothing except to do with me. Like, that's just me.
Perfectionism.
Yeah, I just left a lot out there. So back to the drawing board, as I said in my post, just would love to do some sand training and some, you know, just longer berms. And you watch those boys, the top boys, just throwing it into the dust and it just explodes, and then you see them perfect body position on the exit. And it's like, what are you doing in that cloud of haze in there to get it? Exit so well.
Yeah. But it's funny because that's what we kind of look, you know, in the lower classes here and even in the hard enduro, we look at you top boys and go, how are we not nailing the hill in that perfect body position that you're doing at all? We're doing those when you guys do those pivot turns, we're like, how are we not in that position? So, and that just comes down to that time when the bike and the training that you guys put in.
Yeah. And that to go back to what my point was before, how you were saying, go back to basics, like, I can teach people quite easily to fix a lot of their hard enduro problems, because a lot of it's in how they set up or how they take off, and you know, there might be their line selection, but it's so clear to me that I don't put any thought into it. Like, you know, at the end of the race, sometimes Sol and I will go, oh, did you go over this bit? And you're like, what do you mean? I don't even remember it. Like, it's just you're riding at that point. But this event, like, it was 7.5 Ks, I think, and some of it suited, like, the hard enduro-ish style stuff was fine. I was on a bigger capacity bike with firmer suspension, which really threw me. But basics in the turns, I was like live coaching myself, talking to myself, right, last lap you did X, Y, Z, didn't work, how about we try this? But I'm happy to keep working on things. Like, I just don't know what I'm doing. Like, I need to, someone needs to tell me the basics and then I can take it away and go from there.
Well, I guess having Andy in your corner and training with him is something good, because obviously he's got the results on the board to show that he knows how to ride and he's done it for so long. So to have him behind you and now you know where your weaknesses are, you can really focus on them and keep moving forward.
Yeah. I just wish he had, like, he's a very busy man himself now and trying to do his own training. If he had more time, we'd be midweek coaching with him for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's what you got to do though, isn't it?
So, yeah, I love it. So
then with the crossover and the training, what did you take away from the weekend outside the cornering? Have you managed to get that, as you said before, you've done some enduro events. Have you managed to get that kind of explosiveness that you don't really have in a hard enduro? Have you managed to like actually start learning that and how to ride like that?
Yeah, for sure. And Pines loops and enduro sprints 2 minutes long, like you really get upset when you lose a second and you're trying to make that second back up, or PB is very, like, once you get to a point, it's very difficult to PB on an enduro, like, I find, because the more you try, the more the track goes away from you, so you actually got to be better than you were at your last PB. But yeah, it's certainly enduro cross, I felt found training that with the boys mucking around on that, just like being aggressive between the obstacles helped as well.
Yeah.
This weekend, in fact, like we went there for what we thought was going to be a bit more open, faster track to train on, was probably quite good for Kosciuszko, because it was, like I said, it realistically was a bronze track hard enduro hard enduro transport, essentially. So trying to hold pace on that and process the information in amongst all the dust and stuff was, it can't be anything but beneficial.
Oh, absolutely. And as you said, we got Kosciuszko in like a couple of weeks. So that in itself is kind of the same terrain that you'll be riding down there anyway.
Correct. And it'd be very close too. Like Victoria's had little to no rain at the moment. It's dusty. We've got full Mount Morgan dust going on that we're training on at the moment.
Oh, it's something special. And the bike choice, though, you went for this round for the kind of the off-road stuff compared to the hard enduro stuff, two different bike, two strokes. Have you managed to swap between the bikes easily?
Yes. Traditionally, I have been. Like I've just got about 13 or 14 hours on that four-stroke now. So going from one to the other, it takes a couple of minutes just to get used to the whole handlebar position and the ergos. To be fair, I run the same bar mounts, the same bars on both, and so that helps. All the levers are the same, being Brembo across the two platforms. But if you take that four-stroke into a track that has a defined line and I can move it around, I actually transition quite well, and I'm enjoying the power delivery of the four-stroke and all that sort of stuff. But caught me off this weekend just with like I said, it was essentially I brought the wrong bike for the first couple of laps. I would have preferred a full hard enduro setup with the gummy on the rear as well. Like that's how technical it was for the first couple of laps. Where as it chopped up and the braking bumps, I think they had 130 people. They had three tracks. So 130 on the track one, which was what I was racing on. We did five laps each day one and three laps each day two. So the thing was trout by the end of it. So that four stroke really came to its own. And after the first lap, I was quite pumped up and jittery because everything was wrong. I was doing everything. Little tree roots that I wouldn't even know were there on the other suspension were kicking me around on this one. But once I got used to it and transitioned into, okay, this is what we've got, it was quite good to be able to then work on, you know, getting faster and faster, and then I'd throw it away in one turn, or, you know, I didn't get a clean lap in, so it was constantly trying to hold that position. I was pretty sure I had a chance of coming third on Saturday, so I wanted to keep pushing in that class, and then Sunday I had no idea what happened. I think the guy behind me was only 8 seconds for that day, I think, behind me, and that's how close it can all get.
Well, look, I mean, for a hard enduro guy to come over, it's been a great result for you. And I guess that does this make you hungrier now to go and do more of the off-road events?
Yes, our plan had coming into the season, we were going to do all the Vics this year. So it wasn't a spur of the moment thing to do. I think we've got, I think there's one or two rounds that may go the weekend prior, then the weekend post is a hard enduro. So we'd have to listen to our bodies and just see if we can afford to race both.
Yeah.
Ultimately, the hard enduro is what I want to do, but yeah, like I'm fit these days, so just do as much as I can.
And then obviously with Kosciuszko coming up, are you now transitioning back to the hard enduro for the next couple of weeks to prep, or are you just kind of taking it easy and just enjoying the riding?
If I can get on to someone to do some sand training, I'll take the four stroke out and we'll focus on that for a day or so. Just, so I can have that information in my head rolling around there while I'm riding to try and implement some of those techniques throughout every hour that I'm on the bike, whichever one it is.
Yep.
But yeah, no, it's hard enduro. And hard enduro has prominently been the training that we've done. So around end of December, start of January, we did a few, maybe a couple of weeks of, you know, Pines laps and stuff like that. And then we transitioned back to hard enduro and have just been working on that.
Well, look, man, it's exciting to see you go back to the hard enduro after the off-road stuff. And it'd be exciting to see what you can do at Kosciuszko too, because it looks like it will probably be a dry one at this point. I mean, we can't say anything. I think it was like 2 years ago. It was, well, 3 years ago, it turned out to be the muddiest one after a nice dry run-up. So we can't really predict it, but it's going to be a great round to go to and catch up and watch you guys go.
The wet is the only thing I'm nervous about. I love riding in the wet, and it suits my technique, but my tire sponsor, I have not had a chance to run that tire in the wet, so I'm a little bit reserved on what that looks like.
Mate, Kosciuszko is probably one of the best rounds, except for Waddle Flat, local round. But Kosciuszko in the wet, it can go jump off a bridge. It sucked eggs. I don't want to ever do that again. I think I'll probably not even turn up if it was that wet, because it sucked ass.
It was bad. But I disagree with you. Bathurst or Waddle Flat was my favourite round.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great, this one. Great in a couple of months, I think. It's entries wrap for that soon, so it'll be a cool one to go.
It'll be interesting if that one's wet too, being in May and not later in the year.
Yeah, that will be interesting. But, mate, if you want some sand training, there's a fair few sand tracks on here, so we'll have to take you to a few of them up here, buddy.
Sounds unreal.
All right, mate. Well, look, we'll look forward to seeing you at Kosciuszko in a couple of weeks, and look forward to seeing you at more off-road events.
Cheers.